Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Imogen from Inside Out Style, and I wanted to talk to you today about a question I had from one of my wonderful readers. She emailed me with this question, and it brought up a whole lot of ideas and things to talk about that I thought were really broad and general and very common in many ways. So I've I've created a little PowerPoint to go with this so that you can get a little bit more information if you want to. And of course, if you are listening to this on the podcast version, you can head over to the blog to see this as well. So I'm just going to share my screen and get started. So one of the things that happened was that she said to me, my biggest challenge is that in creating a cohesive style when my wardrobe is made up of extremes, the very boring and the very outrageous, the very feminine and the more androgynous, too youthful, too aging, and I hate shopping. That's not an uncommon issue to hate shopping. But it is one of those things to think about, that many of us do have a completely inconsistent style. Now, I do not think you need to wear the same outfit every day. This is absolutely not what I am about to tell you. You do not have to wear the same thing. It does not have to be uniform, but there does need to be consistency in some way or other. Now, because this was an interesting problem, I actually went back to the email and I asked for some more details. And here is what she shared with me. So there's a lot in here. Don't have to read it all, but she said, I tend to wear the boring part of my workshop, my office, my wardrobe, because I work in an office where I need to be fairly conventional. So I tend to wear black or charcoal pants and, or skirts with a blouse and either a tee or a cardigan. And I sometimes wear a jacket and I occasionally put on a scarf. But on the weekends, I reach for more of a graphic tee and black casual skirt or jeans with a hoodie or cardi for warmth. But occasionally, some of the outrageous stuff comes out. My beloved skirt made of ties, a Star Wars skater dress, or a vintage kimono jacket. I'm someone who's shy at parties or networking events, but put me on a stage and I'm full of confidence. So it's a theatrical, the quirky side of me that has caused the presence of some eccentric items. But in my daily life, I'm scared to stand out, and my small storage space and frugal tendencies cause me to buy safe and boring things if I manage to buy anything at all. As for the feminine masculine spectrum, I'm bi and go through phases in my gender presentation. Sometimes I want fitted shirts because they emphasize my figure, and other times I enjoy a boxy jacket to de-emphasize. My oxfords and ballet flats get equal wear, but I'm not out at work, and I'm sometimes nervous to dress too queer. I used to work with children and have a joyful childlike side, and some of my outfits reflect that, the pleated skirt with the Mary Janes. But for the last 5 years, I've been in an office and had to appear grown up and professional. I still don't feel it, even though I'm turning 40 this year. And I can tell you, I don't think any of us really feel our age. Maybe when we're 100, I'm not sure. I think it's very normal to kind of feel like we're still play acting as adults in some way or other. Now, so what I'm saying here is there's a lot of different presentations, and it's not that you have to dress feminine all the time or masculine all the time or really dressy at all the time or really casual all the time. We all have casual aspects to our life and more formal aspects, and we all can sometimes want to dress more masculine and sometimes more feminine. There is nothing unusual about this, but it's working out how to stay away from the boring, because what I feel is that you're not actually expressing who you are at work, even at all, in a way where you've gone completely bland and boring, when I'm sure that there are ways you can actually express part of your personality, your more interesting side, your more creative side at work. But let's just take a moment to think about why consistency is important. So let's think about two brands, very different brands from each other, McDonald's and the Hilton. Now, one of the things you get at McDonald's, no matter where you go around the world, is consistency. Pretty much the same food wherever you are. I know there's small regional variations, but it's pretty much consistent. And, you know, they are supposedly known for their clean bathrooms that, you know, if you go to a McDonald's bathroom, it should be kept pretty nice and clean. Now, when I am wandering around a city somewhere, I'm somewhere, you know, urban, and I suddenly need to go to the bathroom. If I have the choice, I don't actually head into the McDonald's bathroom, clean as it possibly is. Instead, I look around for a nice hotel, something in the 5-star range, which is usually pretty common in large cities. You get a lot of hotels in cities, and I head into their bathrooms because even though McDonald's bathrooms are clean-ish, they are definitely the, you know, less exciting, less enjoyable part of the spectrum versus if I go into a Hilton bathroom, I am, or a Hyatt or a Marriott bathroom or one of those large hotel chain brand bathrooms, you will find a much more pleasant experience. And I know I'm going to get that great experience. And of course, I don't even have to worry about it being clean. With McDonald's, even though they talk about cleanliness, it's still not quite the same versus with I go to a 5-star hotel bathroom, I know it's going to be a much more pleasant experience than going to any other sort of public toilets. And so that is why one of the things that I was going, well, if I can find one of those bathrooms, that's where I'm going to go, because I want that consistent, nicer experience. So this is where we want to start thinking about personal brands. So personal brands really are part of, you know, something that we need to take into consideration these days. They basically say is, if you don't create your own personal brand, it'll be created for you. People will make decisions for you. We all have them. It's up to us to decide what they are. And this is great. So a personal brand has some specific attributes that define you. They're descriptors that people associate with you and things that you think about yourself as well. So effective personal branding isn't just about putting on a show. It's actually about cultivating the right perceptions. And it really has to be genuine. People see through personal brands and images that are not genuine very quickly. But what is great is that a strong personal brand can actually have the power to transform your life. When you are known for something, people are magnetized to you. People know you. I am known for style and image. I am known for, you know, creating programs that are comprehensive and intelligent that help you define your personal style. These are parts of a strong personal brand, and it has the power to transform. And so for anyone who works, we need to develop our own personal brand. We need to be seen as the go-to person for something that we are that known for, something that we are expert at. And so having an inconsistent image can really actually hinder this for us. So here are three examples of three women with very strong personal brands that I'm pretty much sure that everybody in the world knows who these three women are. We have Greta Thunberg, who is known for her, you know, activism on climate change and the environment. We know Oprah. She is, you know, very well known for kind of finding your passion and who you are in life and living an authentic life. And then we have Michelle Obama, who is known for her work with, you know, healthy lives, healthy kids, you know, having, you know, bringing up a new generation of kids that are, you know, going to have better lives than the ones that came before. So all these women are known, they're respected, and, you know, you may like or dislike them, but we certainly kind of know what they're about. And that is what is important about having that strong personal brand. And what is really great is that you're actually the CEO of your own personal brand. You get to be the one in charge. You get to be the one who decides what it is. So what's inside this personal brand? This is where it's something we really need to think about. And this is where we need to kind of start to get to grips with what's going on in the middle of this. So when I think about a personal brand image, it comes down to these three things. Number one is, what is your personality? Who are you? What kind of person are you? What are your values? What's important to you? You know, what's deep in your core? Then we have the, how do I want to be perceived? What do I want people to know about me and my personality? What do I want people to pick up immediately without me having to kind of explain things? You know, it is that sort of thing where a number of times in my life, and I cannot tell you how many, because it's more than I can count, people have said to me, well, what does it matter what I wear? Does anybody notice? You know, I'm smart. Isn't that enough? But the reality is we all do judge books by their covers. And so it's really important that what we want is to have a great cover. We want the cover that people go, yeah, that's the one I want. And I can perceive that, you know, you are this certain sort of person by what your brand image is. And then, of course, we have our roles and activities. So this is what we're doing, whether we're going to work in a conservative office environment or whether we're standing on stage or whether we're going out with friends. I mean, whatever it might be, whether we're doing some volunteer activities, whether we're, you know, presenting at a conference, whether we're just going online and doing our own social media, all these things are roles and activities we have in our life. And we also have roles like, am I, you know, I'm a mother and I'm a wife, but I'm also a business owner. I'm a teacher. I'm a whippet lover. I'm a, like, we can also go into all those other roles we have. So, and of course, our wardrobe has to work for different roles. You know, like when I go to the gym, I'm not wearing accessories like this and I don't have a full face of makeup. You know, there are different roles and activities, but it doesn't mean that I go as a person who's different. And then the brand image is still related to who I am as a person. And this is why it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's still got to be relating back to you, your personality, and of course, how you want to be perceived. These things are really important because it's at this core, it's at this center where we get your personal brand image. This is what people are seeing. People are seeing the expression of all these things put together. But when I think about, you know, kind of your image, your personal brand, think about it a little bit like a house. We need to get really solid, stable foundations. These are at the core of your personal brand and your image. So what's down at the core? Now, you may be surprised. This is nothing to do with what's on the outside, what the house looks like as such, but it's your values, what your personal values are. It's your personality. It's who's on the inside that counts. It's, you know, what are your personality traits? What do you want, you know, to show the world about you? And it's your why. Why are you here? What are you doing? What really matters to you? These are really important things, and they're actually all part of the foundations of that house, that personal brand house. And it has to be completely authentic. It has to be completely genuine, because otherwise, A, the house will crumble very easily when there's an objection or somebody says they don't like it or whatever it might be. You know, that if you aren't really, you know, authentic and genuine, people see through it. It's like you're building on a house of cards, not this solid, stable foundation. Now, the exterior of the house is the outward expression. And this is actually what you wear. It's your style. It's the colors, the styles, the fabrics, the accessories, all those sorts of elements. It's also your grooming, your voice, your behavior. All these things are part of the outward expression. They're the image we see. That's our brand image. But the inside, that foundation has to be laid down first, and it has to come from that foundation for it to really work and for you to feel really comfortable. So if you've ever watched any of those TV makeover shows where, you know, sometime later, you know, and the person has a great makeover and they come out and they look fabulous, but within a short period of time, they've gone back to wearing what they used to wear. And it's because most of those makeover shows never actually started to go onto the inside of who was that person. How do they want to express themselves? What felt comfortable to them? What was a great outward expression of who they were on the inside? And this is why I called my blog Inside Out Style, because it's all about finding out who you are on the inside and expressing that on the outside. So creating that personal brand is a proactive way of controlling how you're perceived, and it gives you the power to influence. And influence is really important, whether we want to influence someone to give us a new job or a promotion, or we want to influence someone to, you know, have a relationship or make friends, or just, you know, get them on board for an activity that we want to do in our lives. You know, where we want to go on holiday, we have to get our partner or anything like that. We need to influence. There are so many different ways that influence is important in our lives. And the number one key is to follow your uniqueness. The thing is that what makes you special and different is what makes you unique and actually makes you stand out from the crowd. Because if you are blending in and being bland, you will never, you know, you'll just kind of disappear. You'll be like a wallflower. And it's actually our uniqueness. It's what makes us different that makes us identifiable. It's often those things that we think, oh, I wish I had somebody else's hair and somebody else's face and somebody else's nose, you know, because somehow I'd be better. When in fact, it's, you know, you are beautiful just as you are. And it's what makes you unique and different that makes you so special. I'll always remember when Madonna first became famous. So back in the 80s, showing my age here, and she has a big gap between her front teeth. And it was pretty unusual at that time for someone not to go and get some veneers and have her teeth, you know, that gap removed. But it was that part of that was that part of her unique personal brand. And she also is another woman with a very strong personal brand. So what's in that brand image? It's, as we talked about before, your personality, how you want to be perceived, and the roles and activities. But let's just rewind a moment. So before you can transform your style, before you make any changes to what you wear, before you ever go shopping, and this is why shopping can be so frustrating for so many women. I mean, apart from the fact you have no control of what's out there in the market, but so much of it is that we don't even know what we're looking for. And we walk into a store and we're overwhelmed by the volume of stuff that's available. And there's so much stuff online. I mean, everywhere we go, there is so many options. There's so many options. So where do you even start? Well, we have to kind of go back. We have to, you know, like the caterpillar who turns, you know, puts himself into the cocoon and then actually kind of deconstructs itself into what they call liminal cells, where they become a goop that then transforms later. But you have to go inside and actually start to answer some of these questions. So what are the personality traits like that I have that I want the world to see? What are the roles and activities that I have, and what do I do, and what is appropriate for these different occasions? So this is where you may work in a more conservative office that needs something more conservative than your really outrageous clothes, but it doesn't mean you have to be bland and boring. You can still add some interest, some pattern, some detail. Maybe it's some jewelry, or maybe that kimono jacket would work in the office. I don't know, or a version of that. How can you bring those elements of creativity, those elements of your personality into that office environment? That, what is that activity that you are doing? And then what are your values? Really understanding what your values are is really important. And what is your why? What are you about in the world? And if you're working somewhere where, you know, you feel like you have to hide who you are, sometimes this is a great indication that it's not the right environment for you, and that finding something different, looking around and finding a new place may be one of the things that is an answer for you. Because understanding your why, I mean, life is short. I just was reading a book called 4,000 Weeks. We only have 4,000 weeks in our life, which is not actually very many. And that's if you get to about the age of 80. Life is short. So why not, you know, be spending our time doing the things that really matter to us, that have value, that have impact, rather than maybe working somewhere sometimes where you can't, you really feel like you can't be you. Now, it could just be that you can be more of you, you just haven't tried. And you often, what's really interesting is you may be more accepted with who you are, you know, even just bringing in few more elements of your personality rather than wearing the boring clothes. Then we can start looking at the outside. So what are the clothing details and styles that express your personality? What are the styles and kinds of clothes and accessories? What colors and contrasts work? What are my outfits communicating? What is the consistent expression of my image. Now, as we watch this butterfly change versions, this is where it's inconsistent and it's really quite jarring to watch, isn't it? You know, we kind of like, who are you? Like, if you turn up differently every day, inconsistency can be as simple as something like is, you know, similar grooming every day, not turning up one day looking really put together and the next day looking really unkempt. Consistency is in all sorts of things. It's like knowing that that Hilton Hotel bathroom is always going to be a lovely experience. We really value that consistency. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be the same every day, but you do have to have consistency. So it's not about wearing exactly the same outfit day in, day out. It's just about consistency so that you are recognizable. So this version of the butterfly, which is changing colors, is much more relaxing to watch. It's much more pleasant and it's consistent. It's one sort of butterfly, but it's still got different ways of expressing itself. And I think that's really, really important to remember. So consistent style ensures that the elements of your personality are in every outfit, not just some of them, and where it works across everything. And I know working with clients, I remember one day working with a client and working on her style recipe, and she was convinced she had a very inconsistent style, that at work she was this and out of work she was that. And when we actually sat down and really nutted out her style recipe, she said, oh my gosh, that really works for my entire life. I never believed there was something so consistent about it. So it's actually digging deep to find out what that is. So if you need some assistance, I'm actually currently in development of a new program to develop your personal brand and personal brand image. So if this is something that you are really keen on knowing more about, please do contact me. You can contact me via my email, by any of my websites, by the blog, by contact through Facebook, all sorts of different ways. Feel free to contact me and let me know if you want to know more, because it's something I will be testing out and trialing fairly soon. So if you'd love to come on board and know more and really get your personal brand image, kind of get control of that, become the real CEO of your personal brand, this is something that I think you should, you know, let me know that you're interested in and something that you can do, because we are all judging those books by their covers. We are making decisions about people every day. As much as we may not always like it, we need to start showing up in a consistent way with a brand image that really works for us and helps us get where we want to get to in life. Thanks so much for watching. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.